From atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West, you are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. Hard-hitting news the networks refuse to use, no doubt, starts now. This, my fellow Americans, is the broadcast for September the 19th of the year of our Lord, 2019. This is our one of two, and our goal always to protect life, liberty, and property, and to promote God, family, and country on your radio in the traditions of our founding fathers. Yes, indeed, we use the blueprint for liberty, the supreme law of our land, the Constitution for the United States of America as our guide, and absolutely we're convinced the checks and balances brilliantly put in place and one of the great peaceful restorative solutions we have at our fingertips. As you know, we reject revolution. We stand for peaceful restoration of the greatest country on the face of the earth. Welcome to LibertyRoundtable.com. By the way, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips. We're live on AM and FM radio stations across the country, not to mention the Roku player and Google Play and iTunes and Alexa and Siri and every other thing on the planet, you know. And so you can listen to us via Spotify, all kinds of ways. Folks, tune in. I mean, we're everywhere if you just seek us out. The best place, though, is LibertyRoundtable.com, live and on-demand radio at your fingertips, free. But you can also click on the link to donate, and every penny will help us grow our presence in the media. Please donate today. Every penny counts. Look, we have day jobs. We're not begging for your money, but we do want you to help us grow our presence in the media. It is expensive stuff. All right, this half hour is brought to you in part by raw honey, delivered directly to your door. It tastes phenomenal. It's good for your health and a whole lot more. Get a hold of Kurt to learn more. Kurt, C-U-R-T, at LibertyRoundtable.com, or you can text or call this number. Text or call 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or just simply go to localhoneyman.com on the internet. Point your browser to localhoneyman.com. Tell them Sam Bushman sent you. How's that? All right. Without further ado, a quick recap of yesterday's broadcast, still available online for free. We talked about Roy Moore, quote, false accusations, our latest tool of political correct leftist deal elections. Steal elections. So they're stealing elections, basically, and they're using false accusations or allegations as their trump card. AL Reporter with the details. And Roy Moore spot on. They're literally manipulating elections with false allegations. And by the time you fight your way through the false allegations and literally prove their faults or struggle in the courts to even get the opportunity to face your accuser, no more innocence until proven guilty. It's like, hey, public opinion slaughter via false allegations. And hey, on the back end, it'll be too late for you to do anything about it. Anyway, that's what's happening. They have conducted mosquito experiments for quite some time, but now a new study's out. I guess these mosquito experiments have a surprise outcome. Instead of wiping them out like they hoped, well, the genetically modified mosquitoes, well, genetic engineering may have made them more robust. Yeah, they say the modified genes are now showing up in the mosquito population, which was not supposed to happen. So let me get this right. You genetically modify mosquitoes and it shows up with the mosquito population. Big problem. Not intended to happen, right? But then what about when we're all eating genetically modified foods? Is it going to show up in the human population? Quote, not supposed to happen? That's my fear. Right? The feds are suing Edward Snowden over new memoir, his book. And they say that he can't do it. He's leaking classified information and all that kind of stuff. They're not really trying to shut down his book. They're just trying to steal all the proceeds. Very, very strange story. While Hillary Clinton leaked classified information, she's not getting sued by anybody. In fact, she's the latest rock star to help fundraise and help whatever. It's just a strange double standard in our society. Poor Edward Snowden. And our per prisoner cost at Guantanamo Bay is staggering. Try $13 million per year per prisoner. That's the New York Times reporting that. It turns out Gary Brown, who served as a legal advisor to the head of the Guantanamo Bay Project, if you will, he was the military commissions before he got fired. Now he's a whistleblower, and he says, hey, man, there's big problems there. $13 million per prisoner. It's out of control, and money's being wasted left and right. But what do you expect? And that's what happens when government prints its own money, and there's no accountability or honesty, right? All right, Saudi Arabia, can't trust those guys as far as you can throw them. 14 of the 19 hijackers came literally from the same, office or whatever you want to call it, in Saudi Arabia. Nevertheless, we blamed it on Iraq and went to war falsely. False news, fake news everywhere. But Saudi Arabia promises that they'll have concrete proof that Iran is behind the oil attack. So they can't get proof of who killed who in their own consulate. But they can tell you for sure that Iran was behind that. I'm telling you, lies and fake news. I don't trust Saudi Arabia to you. All right. Med school. It's on us, says Cornell University. School will cover all costs for anyone qualifying for financial aid. Well, Kurt's going to go become a doctor, I guess. Not. Anyway, interesting indeed. And really, the taxpayers are going to pay for that, right? That was Hour 1 of Liberty Roundtable Live. Hour 2, we had our guest on, Mr. James Edwards, talking about race, politics, and hypocrisy in the 21st century America. Politicalcesspool.org, thepoliticalcesspool.org. And we talked about a suit over a shooting death of Lavoie Finicum got dismissed. What a sad tale to tell. Again, more government cover-up, just like the Randy Weaver case. They got this new non-binary pronouns they're working on. They and them or themselves. Now singularly defined in the dictionaries. What a shame. What a perversion, folks. But nevertheless, there it is. But I wonder if you can just say, I'm gender. I'm not going to talk about my gender. I'm gender. I'm not going to declare my gender. How's that? Anyway, Rachel Maddow got sued by One America News for $10 million. Pray it goes somewhere. Time will tell if it will. Libel and slander against One America News for sure, but time will tell what happens on that score, huh? Donald Trump picks Robert O'Brien as next national security advisor. We dug into him. He's an attorney. He was in the Bush administration. He's been in government forever. And sadly, probably just another swamp monster. Sadly, we thought when we got rid of the previous national security advisor, we thought he was such a hawk that the administration might get a little less hawkish, a little less war-minded. Doesn't look that way at all. Arizona Supreme Court upholds religious freedom for Christian business owners. AFA, that's the American Family Association Action Alert. And good for them, good for the courts, good for AFA reporting it, good for us for reporting it. What a phenomenal news story. Gotta love it. Thank you indeed. When good people do good things, wonderful things happen. I can tell you that right now. And if we don't stand up, it goes wrong every time. So stand up, ladies and gentlemen. We talked about why our Category 5 hurricanes, the new normal, USA Today. And I say, sadly, they are. As long as we violate the commandments of God, we can expect nothing but climate change and climate upheaval and climate disasters et cetera. Because the Lord has always used the weather. God has always used the weather to stir us up in remembrance of him. And we should remember him. We should repent. We should learn to keep his commandments. And in doing so, there are blessings, promises, our God. Las Vegas is apparently the most fun city in America. That's according to a study from Wallet Hub. But you know what? They say Vegas was followed by Orlando, New York, Miami, and Chicago. And sadly, I don't find any of those cities. Maybe Orlando. I agree with James Edwards a little bit. Maybe Orlando. But I don't find any of those cities very family friendly. And I certainly don't think the entertainment they promote very friendly. And sadly, I guess it all depends on how you define fun. See, I find fun, good, clean fun, meaning spending time with God, family, and country. I find fun singing in church. I find fun being in choirs and listening to music, spending time with family and loved ones. I find fun in serving others. I find fun in spending time with those I love and care about. I find fun in family history. I find fun in all kinds of things like that. Service and history and family and games and good, clean stuff. These cities don't have a lot of that. Now, a little bit, but no more than any other city. And we ended the broadcast yesterday by saying we think the funnest places are wherever our family and friends are, no matter where you are. It's fun when you get together with loved ones, isn't it? Anyway, there you have that. Just thought I'd bring that to your attention, and that's a recap of yesterday's show. News the networks refuse to use today starts now. Kurt Crosby's with me. Welcome to the broadcast, sir. Buenos dias. Greetings and salutations. All right, we'll have to get Kurt back. And we'll go from there. We're going to have Brian Rust coming up in just a second. And let's just do a little promo for Brian, shall we? I mean, he's a great guy, number one. Number two, over the past 50 years, Brian Rust and his family, Rust Coins, has been working to educate customers about precious metals. How about an honest guy in the coin business, huh? RustCoinAndGift.com gets that done. And we always talk about every Thursday, the Honest Money Report. We talk about gold, we talk about silver, and we talk about stories related there too. Gold is real money, ladies and gentlemen. Timeless insurance. Gold and silver is nature's currency, right? And so we got to remember that. For the second time in the last 2 months, the Fed lowers interest rates. Now, a lot of people are clapping about that. They're going, yeah, you know what? Less interest, less lending costs or borrowing costs or whatever else. It's going to be good for everybody. And on one side of the coin, it has some truth. It will lower costs in some ways. But it penalizes those who actually save, right? Because they can't get as much money from their savings and their prudence. So that's of concern. The other concern is, again, when a Federal Reserve manipulates the interest rates, they also manipulate the value of money, okay? Because if money's easier to borrow, then money's cheaper, right? Well, the manipulation is the problem that I have. If you go read your supreme law, it is Constitution Week, I might add. Constitution Day was 2 days ago on the 17th, Tuesday. But if you look at your supreme law of the land, the Constitution, there's no authority for some Federal Reserve to manipulate interest rates. There's no authority for a central bank, a Federal Reserve that's a banking cartel of private banks. Congress is supposed to regulate the value of money, aren't they? Read your supreme law and see what I'm talking about, will you? Brian in seconds.
Okay, girls, about finished with your lesson on money?
Daddy, what is a buy-sell spread for gold coins?
Well, when you sell a gold coin to a coin shop that's worth, say, $1,200, you don't actually get $1,200. But don't worry, we're members of UPMA now, so we don't have to worry about that.
Daddy, what if somebody steals our gold?
We don't have any gold at the house. It's stored safely in the UPMA vault, securely and insured.
But the S&P 500 outperformed gold. Daddy, gold is a bad investment.
Some people do think of it that way, but actually, gold is money. And as members of the United Precious Metals Association, we can use our gold at any store, just like a credit card. Or I can ask them to drop it right into Mommy and Daddy's bank account, because we're a UPMA member family.
Find out more at upma.org. That's upma.org.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Talk Right, the conservative app offered by TalkStream Live that caters exclusively to the conservative talk radio community. Here you'll see only talk shows and podcasts from the conservative right, all the big broadcast names and online digital shows in one place. Talk Right makes it easy to find all your favorite conservative talkers with all the upscale features you come to expect from TalkStream Live. Keep up with the fast-paced political world. Download Talk Right today from Google Play or the App Store.
All right, there he is, ladies and gentlemen. Brian Rust, RustCoinAndGift.com. Welcome back, sir.
Thank you very much. Glad to be with you.
All right, man, for the second time in 2 months, the Fed lowers the interest rates, Brian. I'm not comfortable with this. I know a lot of people are clapping their hands. Donald feels good. But look, a private banking cartel with the ability to manipulate interest rates is nothing but a flat-out, behind-the-scenes currency manipulation. And we want to pretend the Federal Reserve is somehow some federal thing, but it's independent from government or Congress or politics or whatever else. That's an absolute, complete lie. If you want to talk about fake news, here it is. The truth is the Federal Reserve is nothing but a private banking cartel, a group of banks that have managed to insert themselves as the central bank in America. And we believe it creates a separation from politics, but it's a lie. The truth is Congress, according to the Constitution, is supposed to regulate the value thereof, meaning gold and silver currency. We've gone far afield from the truth, and we got to highlight this at least on Constitution Week, if not every single day of our lives, Brian.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I read an article by a Charles Smith. He said that markets will live by the Fed, die by the Fed. And if you look at the debt and things that have happened over the years, I mean, we've had our dot-com bubbles, our mortgage fraud housing bubbles, and everything bubbles, and those that seem to have, skimmed that 80% of wealth are the rich and those that are tied to the Fed.
Now, I find that interesting, though. If we want to talk about fake news, that's probably one of the biggest fake news stories ever, this idea that it's Federal Reserve, making you think it's part of the federal government. It's not, making you believe there's reserves. There's no reserves. It's all fake money, buddy. It's the biggest fake news lie ever. And Donald's all clapping his hands like, oh, man, the Fed's lowered the interest rate. Thank heavens the economy's going to roar. It's a big lie.
Yeah. Well, they continue to make more money, but the more they make, the bigger the fall. And
I agree with you completely, but when you say make, you got to say fake. So they begin to fake more money, fake more money. They don't make any money. Money is gold and silver, and you don't make it. You get it out of the earth, sir.
That's right. And your buying power, they say, wages and everything have gone up about 3%, or what, and they state this, but our buying power hasn't gone up. Over that time, so we're less buying power, whereas real money, gold, silver, and those kind of things have real buying power. Haven't lost all that buying power. So yeah, it's true.
All right, where's gold at now, Brian?
Gold's sitting at 1503.30. Yep.
Okay.
Silver is 17.94.
17.94. Now, where's that from last week?
Last week we were at 1522.10 and 1843. So it's down from where it's. So you see the cycles that they kind of play. One of the factors that happens in these, I believe, in these cycles is kind of a weeding out. People get kind of, hey, it gets up here, and now it's starting to drop again. And then, it gets up, and I can't seem to maintain this. Well, that's manipulation in the marketplace. I mean, that interest rate, they play that game and try to say, well, we're going to help you here. So, I mean, it weeds people out, which is a sad note, because this is real value that can protect your paper assets or you can fall back on. And those that get weeded out sometimes get caught in that. But when they need some of that money or something, they don't have it, I guess. So it hurts the little guy, I think, that kind of gets scared into some of these market moves. I just have people look, average cost, continue to put away some of this as you can. I don't get in debt to do it, but as you can, and have peace of mind, I think.
All right, I want you to say that again. And the reason that I want you to is because that is some of the most sage advice, ladies and gentlemen, you can get in the metals arena. Listen to Brian one more time. Say that again, sir.
Well, you don't want to get caught in this. Sometimes we want to get rich quick type thing. And so when these metals kind of come down and they're stagnant and they're just not doing anything, well, you need to hold tight because the weeding out, and I think the government likes to, let's weed them out, because then they're going to rely on us to take care of them as the world does. But it's those that just kind of, stay the course little by little, add a little bit to your portfolio as you can, not getting into debt to do it, but as you can, then you have peace of mind. You have, when you need it, you've got something there. You don't have to go to a bank and wait in line, possibly, like in some of these other countries have had to do. So stay the course little by little. Build that nest egg.
And it's that average costing that I want people to think about. You got to look at it. You can't just say, I bought this piece of silver or gold for this, and therefore I'm going to lose my shirt. You got to look at the average costing, and you got to see where you are in the long run. It's not a short play for get rich. It's a long play for building stability and wealth and integrity in the system. And it's not subject to the whims and dips and manipulations of what the fake money folks do. The futures, the manipulations, that stuff is not real. The real is the steady long-term growth, long-term stability that gold and silver provide. And that's why you got to do the average costing and look at it more of a long-term play. And if you're not going to look at it that way, you better not be in metals, because you're wasting your time. On the other hand, if you will look at it that way, honestly, and say, I don't need to get rich. I need to have stability and safety. And okay, then the long-term play, you do well every time, even if gold and silver doesn't at a flash look like it's doing much. The fact is, over time, it does well. Let me give you an example. If you had a silver eagle, silver dollar in 1960, what was it worth? Answer? A dollar.
Yeah.
All right. Why? Because it was a dollar and we had an exchange going on. An exchange rate. Okay. It was a lot. Okay. Now what is it worth? Oh, about 20 bucks, 18 bucks, whatever. But okay. So gold or silver in this case over the last, 50 years, 18 times growth, right? Compared to the dollar. Really, silver hasn't moved and the dollar's failed 1,800%, right?
Yeah.
So that's what I'm talking about. So who can say it's not doing well? Well, it all depends on what reference point you look at. Anyway, I bring that up to highlight this. Now, listen to this story. Are you ready? This is the New York Times, Brian. This is the New York Times, Kurt. Listen carefully to what it says. Three people from J.P. Morgan accused in metals market racket. Did you hear me? Three from J.P. Morgan accused in metals market racket. Headlines say, federal prosecutors accuse a J.P. Morgan Chase executive and two others of manipulating commodities markets for nearly a decade, ladies and gentlemen. Did you hear me? How do they manipulate for more than a decade and not get caught? But they say, operating a massive multi-year scheme. Now, that's what the Justice Department is saying, guys. They say it was paramount to a sprawling criminal enterprise. Do you want to respond to this, Brian?
Well, I've talked about this in the past. I mean, these big firms like this are manipulating metals with paper. And they continue to play the game. They're just one of many, and three people. I'm shocked. It's only three people, and no, it's not. But they manipulate just the metals by dumping paper, and we're driven by our exchange, which is driven by paper. So the exchange and that stock market and so on. These are all driven by paper. So when they dump huge amounts of paper, it affects physical. And so that's one of the games that's played, and it drops. And as we've seen over the last 2 years, they've been buying up physical. Why would they buy physical if they can control this paper market? Well, that's going to run out. And they can see that. And so they've been stockpiling, metal, but driven down with paper to suppress and hold down that market. Goldman Sachs, there's a number of them doing it. And the government finds them. The government finds them saying, okay, well, that's illegal. You can't do it. So they pay their $500 million debt. Well, they made $5 billion profit. So they didn't care about the fine. I think they could care less. So, yeah, it's rigged. You can see kind of the thing, but it's affecting their markets. No doubt about it.
Now, listen to this. They say this. Michael Nowak, the head of precious metals trading at J.P. Morgan and a bank managing director and two others, Greg Smith and Christopher Jordan, were all three accused of placing fake orders to buy and sell futures and contracts. They call it a practice called spoofing.
Yep.
And what you do is you manipulate prices. That basically manipulate prices so they can avoid the losses, take advantage of the gains. They say another identified co-conspirators to all do this stuff, says the government. Now, it happened from 2008 to 2016. Millions and millions and millions of dollars. My question, though, how is this allowed to happen? You and I have been telling everybody the future trade stuff is bogus and dishonest and a manipulation from the get-go. The feds are just finally getting what we've been saying. Maybe they've been listening to Brian on Liberty Roundtable Live, huh? Quick pause. Back in seconds, Brian and Kurt respond.
Proclaiming liberty across the land. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
Yeah. USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
There's a report that a phone call between President Trump and an unnamed foreign leader prompted a whistleblower complaint. The Washington Post says an intelligence community member was troubled by a promise that Mr. Trump made in the call to that leader, but the administration's refused to forward the complaint to Congress, setting up a standoff between the acting director of national intelligence and the U.S. House Intelligence Committee. Former analyst for the CIA, FBI, and National Security Council, now CNN contributor Phil Mudd, says he's amazed.
When I served, we're responsible for chasing the Russians, the Chinese, the Iranians, and terrorists. We're not responsible for reporting to the Congress what the president says. He can say what he wants.
More than 100 rescues after over a foot of rain falls in southeast Texas in the past 24 hours from Tropical Depression Imelda. This is USA Radio News.
You have a job to fill. You post your opening to dozens of online job sites and receive 600 resumes, which you barely have time to eyeball and settle on someone good on paper. In real life, they aren't. You train, retrain, correct, redo, admit defeat, start all over again. Robert Half is the better way to find top talent quickly. Robert Half interviews and custom matches applicants to your exact requirements. Satisfaction guaranteed. Robert Half, the experts in accounting, finance, IT, legal, marketing, and administrative staffing. Visit roberthalf.com.
To thank you for helping build MyPillow into the big company that it's become, Mike Lindell, the inventor and CEO, has created the new Radio Listener Special. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the new Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, and you can get deep discounts on the new body pillow, on regular MyPillow, the travel pillows, the Giza Dreams bed sheets, lots of savings there. MyPillow.com, use promo code USA and save on everything on the website.
Gospel and country singer Josh Turner in mourning today after a tour bus that had members of his crew aboard crashed in California, killing one and injuring seven others. It happened in Shandon, California, after a Turner concert last night. Turner was not on that bus, which was traveling through a rural community when it crashed a little before midnight. The CHP is investigating. Federal Reserve policymakers cutting a key interest rate by a quarter of 1%. President Trump still not pleased. He says the cut was not big enough, and he's unhappy that it was not a unanimous vote to make it.
So I'm not thrilled with the Fed, but despite that, we have an incredible economy and we don't have inflation.
Chairman Powell's job is safe.
It's safe, yeah, it's safe.
The president speaking there to Ed Henry of Fox News. He spoke after he took a look at the wall on the southern border near San Diego yesterday, touting the strength of the steel post barrier. And this is USA Radio News.
All right. Brian Rust, Russ Quinn and Gift, Kurt Crosby, and Sam Bushman in the Liberty Roundtable Live think tank, ladies and gentlemen. All right, J.P. Morgan Chase, three top executive people along with a bunch of unidentified co-conspirators. They manipulated the precious metals future market. They called it tantamount to a criminal enterprise. And they've been doing it for, well, over a decade. They call it a sprawling criminal enterprise. And then they tell you the names of these three guys. And they say they were accused of placing fake orders to buy and sell commodities, in other words, futures. The government basically said in its indictment, well, that it was a massive conspiracy. Ooh, wow. They basically spoofing. They used the precious metals desk to get it done. So, Brian, number one, what do you think of that story? Number two, you and I have been saying this forever. How come the government's just getting caught up on this thing? All they got to do is listen to Liberty Roundtable Live, and they'll know what's going on already. We already told them.
That's right. Yeah. Well, I think they bring up some of these articles to make it look like, oh, we're trying to investigate some of the things that are going on. But, boy, kind of some of these things pop up and then disappear pretty quick. I thought J.P. Morgan, didn't they have a ship that was seized out in the ocean that was hauling drugs? I think we read some.
Yeah, a bunch of these banks have been involved in all kinds of, you know, money laundering, Ponzi schemes and everything else. But see, if you go back to constitutional currency, that stuff can't happen, buddy. The only thing you can do is get pirates to take over maybe a ship full of booty of money or something. But other than that, these shenanigans don't happen in a real economy and with honest money and everything else. And that's kind of why I highlight this like I do. Let me explain the real problem, though. The government doesn't like, what do they call those people who make fake money? What's it called?
Counterfeiters.
Oh, yeah, counterfeiters. The government doesn't like counterfeiters. They want to be the only counterfeiter in town. Okay? And this is kind of similar, too. They've been manipulating the futures forever, and they know it, because they allow people to sell more than they have. In other words, and then when it goes short, if people really took possession of the actual commodity, it would melt down, and they know it, and it happens in every commodity, not just the metals. Nevertheless, they know that a scam's going on. What they really don't like is, hey, you're pulling a scam on the scammers here. It's like if you're in the mafia. You're allowed to create your mafia plays, but if you try to undercut the mafia, you're dead. Well, this is a similar idea. Don't undercut your favorite government banking cartel partners. Is that what this is about, Brian?
Yeah, I think you're right. You know, and the you know the sad part is that the rich keep getting richer, and the middle class, lower class. You know, we're collateral damage, I guess is what you call it. So we pay the piper when they just sit back and sorry, but we're going to take the profits of this and take your it's crazy.
All right, what's gold at again?
1503.30,
ladies and gentlemen. I'm saying that's pretty high. For gold, it's not as high as it ought to be, but in relation to silver, it's out of this world high, folks. Nevertheless, there you have it. You want to comment on this story, Kurt, before we go to the next piece?
Yeah, Sam, at least the only place I could find it was RT.com, and if people don't know what RT is, it stands for Russia Today. So imagine you got to go to get some info about precious metals and honest money from the news source called Russia Today,
Sad but true,
now
we've
actually been in their studios in Washington D.C. and with Sheriff Richard Mack there, and what was it called, the green room, Sam? But anyway,
any waiting room for any radio station or TV station or whatever else is called a green room. Yeah,
I don't remember any green in there, but anyway, the headline I'm seeing says J.P. Morgan traders accused of manipulating price of gold, silver for a decade. Decades in big, letters. They've got it here.
Yeah, and the reason the Russians highlight it, Kurt, and others are willing to highlight it around the world, is because we blame everybody else as a currency manipulator, and they're just highlighting that we are too.
Yeah. As DOJ tries to look tough on Wall Street, they say.
See, that's now, a good thing, point.
The thing that was amazing to me is when I read clear down through the story while you were, giving it, it says, talking about these three that you mentioned, Smith, Nowak, and was it Jordan, I guess was the other guy, it says their indictments were secured with the help of at least two former traders at the bank who had pleaded guilty in what has become a sprawling multi-bank investigation of price rigging in the precious metals sector.
Now, let me stop you there.
16, yes.
If you got a sprawling manipulation of the metals market for over a decade, do you think that's news that ought to be reported, or are we going to talk about Kim Kardashian got, something in her butt to make it look bigger? See what I'm talking about? Yeah. It's crazy town, folks.
What about the sports stuff, Sam? I mean, you got ball games
difference.
To talk about.
Right.
But anyway, they say ensnaring 16 people so far, according to Bloomberg. And then it says this paragraph, Deutsche Bank, HSBC, and UBS reached agreements with the Commodity Futures Trading Commission. Is that something that is
our
government?
Buddy, it's an unconstitutional government agency. We got one of them, buddy.
Anyway,
that
they
way they can control
this,
the manipulating, and nobody else can compete. You got it?
Very good. They reached this last year to settle claims that their traders used spoofing to manipulate precious metals futures prices. They paid $30 million, $1.6 million, and $15 million, respectively, in order to avoid admitting wrongdoing and the possibility of a prolonged court battle.
Yeah, and then I say the precious market's a scam and a sham, and it's been manipulated forever. And then everybody laughs at me and goes, you're like a kook, Sam. And then later we find out, oh, man, it's been going on for decades, and everybody and their dog's involved, and half of them pled guilty and did whatever they had to do so they didn't get called of wrongdoing and didn't, you know, so they paid a bunch of cash, and that settled it for them. Others weren't so smart. They kind of either kept it up or weren't willing to cop a plea or whatever the deal is. But this is so massive, Brian. How can you say that the metal numbers are even real?
Well, and that's the fact. That's why I feel like the, you know, the metal numbers aren't real. I mean, they've been suppressing this market and playing these games and so on, and they pay, you know, it seems like there's no accountability really. Yeah, they bring up an article here, one or two or three people maybe take a little hit or fall, but big money just keeps all these people that out of jail and so on. I mean, those that have the money, seems like they can just kind of pay this person off and pay that person off. Corruption running amok, and the little guys, we all get hurt, you know. I mean, they come in, you know, if they were to come into my store and accuse me of something, I mean, I'm done. You know, they don't bail me out. They don't help me out. They don't, you know, you're just done. But the big boys can do whatever they want. We just push it under the rug till the next story, or the next, because it's going to continue to happen. We're going to see more and more corruption, and we're seeing it. Look what's happening throughout our government and everything else. It's just, it's unbelievable.
Amen. There's one comment. There's several comments to the story, but one guy, I think, his name is Time Traveler, they call him on here. He says, Department of Justice? Even the name is a joke.
Hey, man, couldn't have said it better myself.
Right.
He's right. And what's funny to me about this is, how does this go on for well over a decade? You got all these banking cartels in it. And so let's say you have this government, what is it called? Commodities Trading something? Department? What's it called again, Kurt?
Commodity Futures Trading Commission.
All right, so you got a Commodities Futures Trading Commission. And there, mm-hmm. I don't know what those government folks are doing. I don't know how many people are employed there or what their role is. But how does the banking cartel, this was multiple banks here. Some got busted worse than others. Some basically, you know, copped early so they didn't have, you know, egg on their face or whatever else. But this is massive across multiple banks, multiple years, going on straight from the trading desks itself and everything else. Fake orders. And you're telling me this commission had no knowledge of it? What are they doing up there then? I mean, what's the point of the commission if they're not watching this? In other words, how did this happen, Brian? And the answer, the only answer you can come to is that they allowed it to happen and they knew it was happening. And for some reason, it blew up or somebody is a bad actor. And I think it has to do with you're allowed to go along with the mafia-type system, but you can't undercut the system. You can't play both sides of the deal. The mafia is cool with your crimes, but don't commit crimes to undercut the mafia and enrich yourself above and beyond which you're allowed, if you will. And I don't see any other way. Otherwise, what's this commission doing? How can this not get caught for so long?
By the way, they say that this thing was created in 1974, and it regulates futures and option markets. They say it prohibits fraudulent conduct in the trade of futures contracts.
No, it does not, sir. And this is the proof that I'm talking about. If it happened for a year or two and they got away with it and then they got caught, I might give them credit. But when you're talking about multiple banks, multiple decades, multiple people, millions and millions of dollars, I'm not buying it, Kurt. That's my point. It's all bogus. And we've told you so forever.
They say they got 668 employees, just so you know.
And, well, let me tell you what they need. They need 1,268 employees. And if they had that, they could have gotten to the bottom of it. But you Republicans keep taking money off the table. See, again, that's the lies they go and tell you. All right. Anyway, enough of that story. But it's in the New York Times. If you don't believe me, go check it out. And if you say I'm nuts, we've been proven right once again. Not trying to be cocky, just trying to say, look, the way we know is honest money, constitutional currency, was put in place by the founders for a reason. And now you're starting to see the real reason for the reason, if you will. There's a new study out. It's about Donald Trump. It's about jobs and more. Kurt's got details in seconds. Brian, stay there if you can, sir.
Do we reflect about our future and where we as a culture are moving? Do we keep our trust in our jobs, homes, money, life necessities, investments, stock markets? Do we believe that our 401ks or other retirements will always be there and that the current economic order will recover? Is the economy going to recover and life return to normal? It ain't gonna happen by a friend of Medjugorje, whether you are poor, middle class, or rich, it ain't gonna happen. A book of astounding revelations about the present economic order and where we are heading. It Ain't Gonna Happen by a Friend of Medjugorje. To order, visit Medj.com, spelled M-E-J.com, or call Caritas in the U.S., 205-672-2000, 205-672-2000.
Why don't we say to the government writ large that they have to spend a little bit less? Anybody ever had less money this year than you had last? Anybody better have a 1% pay cut? You deal with it. That's what government needs, a 1% pay cut. If you take a 1% pay cut across the board, you have more than enough money to actually pay for the disaster relief. But nobody's going to do that because they're fiscally irresponsible. Who are they? Republicans. Who are they? Democrats. Who are they? Virtually the whole body is careless and reckless with your money. So the money will not be offset by cuts anywhere. The money will be added to the debt, and there will be a day of reckoning. What's the day of reckoning? The day of reckoning may well be the collapse of the stock market. The day of reckoning may be the collapse of the dollar. When it comes, I can't tell you exactly, but I can tell you it has happened repeatedly in history when countries ruin their currency.
All right, Brian Rust of RustCoinandGift.com, gracious enough to stay for an extra second. His commentary is so good, we just want to, you know, keep him involved in every headline we can, especially relating to money and our honest money report. Here's the headline, Brian. Your response, then we'll let you fly. Thanks for staying a little bit extra. Study finds Trump's China tariffs would create 1.36 million jobs, and the results contradict the doomsaying media. Brian?
So it's now say that again.
So the Trump tariffs, a new study shows the Trump tariffs are going to create a bunch of jobs in America, 1.36 million, just to be clear. And that goes against the doomsaying media.
Well, creating jobs is a good thing. There's a lot of people that need work. I think we need to get more on an even keel. But, what's the effect that we're having here based on the whole picture? I don't know. What's your
one of the things I really like about this, Brian, is each of these guys with a job, here in America, can go over and, they can buy a silver eagle, one of those beautiful things. They can buy a little bit of, what they call junk silver. And, the place to do it, RustCoinandGift.com.
They might even be able to buy some gold. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
And the other part about it is none of these people are going to be on food stamps, Brian.
No, I agree with you. I think jobs are a great thing. In the middle of our getting back online here, 1% pay cut, reckless abandon with our money. I mean, it's a good thing to create jobs, but how about help the middle class and those that are trying to live within their means? How about blessing their lives instead of always paying it to the elitists and the rich and the corruption that goes on there? So I get the fact of creating jobs. Let's just get this real value of money back into people's lives so we can get out of debt and we can live a happy life and have peace of mind.
The temptation is to keep Brian on because his commentary is so good, but he does have to fly. Thank you, sir. We'll chat next week.
Thank you. Guys are doing an awesome job. Thank you.
Thank you. All right, Kurt, your response? Thank you, sir. I just know he had to fly, and my temptation is to keep him for a long time, right?
Yeah,
doing such a good job. But anyway, go ahead.
I know, but, he's right on target saying that, hey, with the system we've got with dishonest money and, just an unconstitutional system, then those who benefit from it are the criminals. And
sadly,
and yet,
true.
Good folks, hardworking Americans would benefit greatly from the honest money system that we had for so many years that we've gone away from.
Yes, we have, sadly so.
I guess you could say it's exciting to see that there are some moves towards, you know, the honest money. You know, I was looking at
now before you go
pals.
On, hold what you're mm-hmm. looking at. Be ready for that in just a second. I just want to make sure these comments get in there. Not only do these jobs help people buy things, like you wisely pointed out, Kurt, not only do they help people have a good, solid middle-class life, like Brian pointed out, not only are they not on food stamps, like I pointed out, but there's something else interesting that we cannot overlook, Kurt. Just so you know, when people have jobs, they pay taxes. And those taxes mm-hmm. help the tax base, right? Which means we can pay for the legitimate role of government more easily because it's spread out amongst more people. And that's a good thing, too. So I don't see a negative in this. But the naysaying media, they just can't take anything good and celebrate it. But I think tariffs are one of the greatest ways to constitutionally raise money for the proper role of limited government. So now I'm defending government. I'm defending tariffs as a solution. It is constitutional. It is a non-direct tax, which, you know what, that's what the founders said we need to have. It does not put the tax directly on the backs of the American people. Now, you can say, well, sometimes goods are a little more expensive. Well, they may be from time to time, but not as a whole, because things are real expensive if I don't have any money. Okay, if I have $0 coming in, things are real expensive. If I have a job and some money coming in, you could say, well, hey, this is a little bit more money than it would have been if we just import it and nobody has a job. That may be factual, but it isn't factual when you compare to me having a job and having money versus me having no money. The relationship means it's way less expensive when I have a job. That's beyond debate, and I challenge any economist on the planet to debate this with me. Because I'm telling you, when I don't have a job and I have $0, everything is really, really, really expensive. If I have a job, you can say something went up a little bit. But at least I can allocate my money as I see fit. Without a job, I can't allocate nothing. Pardon the pun. Let's just do redneck economics here. All I'm saying is, this is clear to see, Kurt, not debatable, is it?
It's a great point, Sam. Yeah.
Anyway. There you go. So while the thugs manipulate the metals market, while the main Federal Reserve manipulates the interest rates, you know, at least the tariffs are doing a good job to try to bring back jobs. And Donald said that's what he was going to do on the campaign trail, Kurt. I remember that. Do you?
Yes.
So I'm glad that's happening, and I'm disappointed in the doomsaying media. And they're just, they'll never be happy about anything good, Kurt.
Well, it's what they were trying to do, Sam. They've been trying to get rid of the president, you know, because, of course, their choice was Hillary. And you know, I call them the modern-day Gadian robbers. Basically, they're just trying to, you know, take over and benefit from it and that kind of thing. And these days, there are those freedom lovers or free men, if you will, that are trying to, you know, have honest government, good government. It's hard to know exactly where the president lies all the time, but I can tell you this. As compared to Hillary, well, anyway.
Well, I agree with you. Pardon my French here, but I'd be one of them freedom fighters, them freemen.
Yes, sir.
I'm trying to promote freedom everywhere I can and transparency and honesty, and I'm trying to return to the principles that made America great. That's what we do all day on your radio. Next headline says this. 5 cities living on $50,000 a year. How far does the average entry-level salary go? It depends a lot on where you live, says the Wall Street Journal. How far does a 50K mm-hmm. salary go when you're starting out? Depends a lot on where you live. Now, they say recent graduates in entry-level jobs will make an average of $51,347 annually in 2019. Now, I find that interesting, Kurt, because I never really thought of 50K as an entry-level salary. Did you?
Well, it wouldn't have been, especially when we started, but, that's you know, right. with the way money works, I mean, I remember when we, you know, basically when my wife and I first were married, you know, for $200 you had an apartment. Now, I think you'd be lucky at $800, maybe
that same apartment's
close to
$1,000, 5 times that's the number. Right. And what was this, 30 years ago, Kurt, or something? 35 years ago?
Range? Yeah, yeah, basically. 38, if, you know, it was 81. And so, you know, so in other words, you basically could have done it, entry-level job, assuming the same numbers, you know, at 10 grand back then, whereas, you know, 51 now. They say the Wall Street Journal interviewed these five millennial workers. Now, if everybody doesn't know what that means, they're in their 20s, in these five different cities. And they ask them what it's, you know, like to live on 50 grand a year. They told us about their living expenses, how much they save, and what they do on Friday nights. I mean, this is the way Wall Street Journal figures out, you know, how your life is.
Yeah, now there's a few stories here to kind of summarize. They asked these people kind of a Q&A on how they spent their money, what they did, and everything else. And it's shocking, the details. Here are their stories edited for clarity, right, from recent interviews, Kurt?
Yeah.
Go ahead, Leslie Houston.
And you got, yeah, there you go. And so she's 25. She works as a, her salary's 45 grand. She works as a payroll and HR administrator. Her rent's $683.50, splitting a $1,367 two-bedroom townhome with her fiancé. You know, that's at least to me part of the problem here. But anyway, and they ask her, how do you get to work? She said, you can't really get a lot of places without a car here in Houston. The only time we use Uber is if we're going somewhere at night or on the weekends. I pay $375 a month for the car, not including insurance. My job is kind of far away, so I fill up the tank once a week. What's your typical Friday night or weekend plans is their next question. And she says, we have a lot of bars near downtown or midtown that have games you can play outside like cornhole or pool tables. Normally, if we decide to Uber, if we're going out with friends, it might be anywhere from $13 to $25. Anyways, they go on with a number of these things. But to me, Sam, the thing that you really, that you want to look at here, and they talk about how much they save, and there's somebody in Oklahoma, then there's somebody in Minneapolis, they got somebody in Charlotte, North Carolina, and somebody in Tucson, Arizona. But I just look at all of them, and I think, imagine if we had honest money, Sam. And their main focus on the question from the Wall Street Journal wouldn't be like, you know, what are you going to do at what bar on Friday night? You know, they could focus more on God, family, and country, but it seems like we've left that. This one even talks about
there's a couple of points
her
to make
dog.
Here, Kurt.
Go ahead.
The first point to make is that our money continues to become less and less and less valuable as inflation and dishonest
right.
money take its reality check. So that's the first point. I mean, $50,000+ being an entry-level wage? What's going on around here, man? People used to make like $2 a week and stuff, Kurt, or $5 a week and stuff. Now you make $500 a week and you're broke as could be. $50,000 a year is like a $25 an hour salary. You know, 25 right. times 8, $200 a day, you're making $1,000 a week for crying out loud almost. Okay, but it's not enough, not enough, not enough. Okay, so that's the first point that we want to make. And that's not any of these people's fault, no matter how they live or how they spend their money. And I want to separate this. I'm not in any way suggesting your point's not valid, Kurt, but I want to separate the points because the dishonesty of the government and the manipulation of the currency and the belligerent, out-of-control, dishonest inflation is independent from somewhat from these individuals and their choices. Now, I get that if we all sin, then things will go bad in our society. I get it. But I'm saying this is a governmental and a dishonest money and a Federal Reserve manipulation of the currency discussion. Now, let's separate that discussion a little bit from then these people's choices, which you're going to talk about. And I agree with your point, but they're different issues or different discussions, really. One, I can't control. The other one, individuals can control, Kurt.
Well, you're exactly right, Sam. And none of these individuals, all in their 20s, all with full-time jobs and etc., none that I could see were even married. The one had a dog and had to get pet insurance. No kids involved in any of this stuff. you know, it's way different than when we did this.
Amen to that. Now, let's come back and talk about this story more, Kurt, because I don't want to leave this alone. Some of these people, even though they may go to the bar a little bit and do some things that I certainly would not do, many of them live fairly responsibly. The last line of the article that I have really kind of highlights this one person spent their money trying to get out of debt for going to college and stuff like that. So everybody's not irresponsible in their behavior completely, but let's talk about it, because no kids involved, et cetera, et cetera. I think there's a lot to discuss here. We'll do it second hour in seconds. We declare this nation shall endure.